Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about lessons from a successful course launch. As a lot of our listeners know, Tim and I recently launched our long-awaited Divi business course, which teaches you about building a WordPress business around the Divi theme, the Divi theme framework. And we wanted to just kind of share some of our, now that the course is launched, it's in its second week, and we've got around 160 students. It's been really amazing, and we wanted to share some of the things that we have learned from this course launch. And I think I'm going to go ahead and start off and say the biggest thing that I have learned, being a product creator for WordPress and, you know, creating products and stuff, we have that audience. Tim has that audience as well. But what I didn't know was just how much this audience hungers to learn, to take their skill sets to the next level, because honestly, Tim and I had no idea whether anybody would purchase our course or not, whether they wanted to learn from us. And we feel like we've got some really good, valuable experience to share with people because we've both built very successful WordPress businesses on the client services side and the product side. And so we're sharing that, but you just don't know. You know, I mean, they buy our products, but will they want to learn from us? And I think that's one of the huge, biggest takeaways I've gotten is that people want to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this space with WordPress, you can do so much. And with, you know, the Divi theme framework, page builders, you have so much power at your fingertips. People want to learn how they can do things themselves. They don't want stuff just given to them. They want to learn so that they can, you know, recreate it and everything. So yeah, that was definitely a surprise for me as well. The next lesson that we learned, or I guess you could say was affirmed throughout the process of launching our course, is you need to build and nurture an audience first. We've mentioned a lot on this podcast and in our course that in terms of getting clients, when you're getting clients to do web design business for, people want to hire people that they know and trust. And that's the same when it comes to a course launch. No one's going to buy a course from someone that they've never heard of, that doesn't have credibility, that doesn't have, you know, they just don't know. But if people know you, and they know that you're credible, that you know you're trustworthy, and that you have the experience to back it, and they trust that, it's not just something you've written on a landing page, well, then they're a heck of a lot more likely to buy a course. And so the way you do that is by building and nurturing an audience first. David and I, we're 330 episodes into WP the Podcast, and you know that part. I mean, one, we love to share, you know, things that we learn, but the plan, you know, from the beginning was we would eventually launch a course, and so having the podcast showing that, hey, we know what we're talking about and we're consistent, that's a big part of building that audience.
And I think one of the other big lessons that I've learned from this successful course launch is the, you know, be prepared to pivot. You know, Tim and I had our original plans were to, you know, all along were to create a big WordPress course, you know, that we had, you know, built out and took the time and structure and put a lot of time and energy into it. And then, you know, at the last minute, we realized that we were making some, you know, that we wanted to change things up a little bit and pivot, you know, more towards our audience and stuff. We still have the plans for our big WordPress business course, which is going to be a massive, awesome thing. But we decided to kind of pivot and go towards our kind of our user base, which is the Divi audience and stuff, because that's where a lot of our product users were and stuff. And to scale the course back and you know, to kind of do an MVP to see if there was some interest and before we dumped a ton of money and time and energy into the course and stuff for the full-blown big course that we're planning. So, you know, be prepared to pivot. And we did. And you know what? I'm really, really glad we did. I'm super pumped that we did, because it's given us a lot of insight. It's given us some understanding. You know, as we're going through the course, we're realizing our students are asking for some things that we've added to the course since we've launched it. And I think that's great. It's okay. You know, because we have that knowledge, they have those questions, and we don't really know. We think we know everything when we put into the course, but having the students there, having them give the feedback, having them ask actual questions and stuff has been really, really invaluable. And it's allowed us to turn into a different direction and add some more content to the course. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great point. I think that's it from me on my side. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess the takeaways are, you know, we've learned some really awesome lessons from our first course launch, and courses are definitely in our future more and more. So please head on over to wpgears.com, sign up for our email list if courses are something that you're interested in. If you want to learn about anything to do with WordPress, Tim and I are going to be putting out a lot of great content. The podcast will always be free. We'll always do a daily podcast and stuff. So we appreciate you listening. We've got another great topic for you tomorrow. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.